Good morning. So today I want to talk to you about a morning routine. It's something that comes up so much in the wellness space and everybody's bragging about theirs online. And it's something for me that I have been trialing and experimenting for so long. But as of right now, I think I found something that's really special. And there's some pillars that are completely universal that anyone can do anywhere. And I wanted to share these with you because, well, it's really kind of the premise of this overall process for me, that I love to share the things that are working for me and that I wish I'd heard so much sooner. So first things first, the reason why we want something like a good morning routine is that it helps create almost like a pillar or a foundation of strength and groundedness for us. So despite all the challenges and the disorder in the world or in our environments, that we can give ourselves a solid foundation. We can give ourselves something that just helps us bring us back to our best selves. And that can be so positive and so supportive. I don't think we appreciate these kind of things when things are going really, really well. But when your life takes a bit of a turn for the difference, having key things to help bring you back to your best self can be so extraordinarily valuable. So the first thing that I found, and it's mad, I'm 36, and I don't know how I have only come across this wisdom now, but it is to get up at the same time every day. So whether it is a weekend, a holiday, or if there's work challenges and that kind of thing, it's to find a time that you will just get up at the same time every single day. It sounds really, really simple, but actually for us as beings to get the best sleep, to get the best recovery, the best thing we can do for ourselves is create a level of uniformity with regards to our sleep pattern. And if you think about it, like if you're getting up sometimes early and then other times not, and then sleeping in at weekends and everything like that, that really knocks you out of sorts. And it really does actually create a lot of stress in your system and throws your sleeping consistency way out of whack. So I became really interested in sleep as I recognized it was funny. Every retreat I went on, whether it was confidence or whether it was relationships, whether it was, you know, deep health or sexual health, all sorts, really emphasized the importance of sleep. Actually, at the heart of everything, they were kind of like, well, look, the best tip we can give you here is to focus in on your sleep. That will make the biggest improvement to your confidence, to your resilience, to your decision-making, and to your stress. It's really, really, it's really interesting, actually, when you look at it, considering, well, how impacting our sleep is and how little we care about it. Like probably the place where we invest the least is our bed, considering how much time we spend in it. And so I've always found myself really interested in where is it that we get the highest returns on our investment? So where is it that we can find the biggest gains for the lightest level of work? And that is most certainly sleep. And amongst all the sleep hacks, the biggest one that's come up for me is just getting up at the same time every day. Try it for a week. And my gut instinct tells me that you won't be able to do things any other way. I always love that it's a real kind of indicator if something is good for me. Once I start doing it, I just won't want to stop. And that has come up really, really strong for me. So number one is get up at the same time every single day. The next one for me is to sit in meditation for 20 minutes. And, you know, you hear so much about meditation online. Everybody talks about it. But to be honest, for me, it was hard to prioritize. I think just the sitting in stillness was very easily distracted away from. And the benefits from it are actually quite slow. I find they grow over time. And so as I sat the first time and I didn't feel a huge impact, I deprioritized it. But again, almost as I said before, that the more you do it, the more it grows on you. And I would say after 2 weeks of meditating every day, it'd be very, very hard not to. So what does a meditation look like? If you're looking for inspiration, there's a fantastic man in this area called Joe Dispenza. I would highly subscribe to him. I think he's incredible. Yeah, I think he's incredible. And, you know, to make things really, really easy, you can lie or you can sit. I prefer sitting. For some reason, I find myself getting that little bit more value from my meditations when I'm in that state. And closing your eyes, so shutting yourself off from the outside world and the distractions. And the simplest practice you can do is just concentrating on your breathing. For me, what I love to do is I love to breathe in slowly through my nose. And I love to almost imagine an energizing effect of that new air coming into my body. And then once I'm at capacity, it's almost like I imagine that air working its way through my body and attaching itself to anything that's not serving me, any stress, any strain, any worry. And then as I breathe out, I imagine that air going and taking anything that isn't serving me with it. And as I do that the first time, I kind of feel a little bit of relief. And every time thereafter, I feel more and more. Till after about 10 minutes, I'm really zinging as such. I feel so good. You know, there's all sorts of ideas around like you should clear your mind. I actually like to listen to what comes up. I find it is a lovely time to catch up with my thoughts. And if you think about it, like we are very busy in our days. We're constantly being distracted from one thing to the next. So to actually sit and pause and give a bit of space to whatever is going on in your head can actually be hugely therapeutic and relieving. I find if I give my thoughts a little bit of space every day, it brings a huge amount of peace and calm to my head. And on from there, it allows me to be more focused and make much better decisions. So that is practice two. As soon as you wake up, meditate. There's all sorts of other reasons. Really, it is the prime time to access your subconscious, and there's all sorts, but I probably think that's a little bit too much to be sharing into now. But if you are interested, just search up, and as a reference, as I said, that guy Joe Dispenza is fantastic. The third thing is to journal. So I get up at the same time every day, jump into a meditation for 20 minutes, and then journal for 10 minutes. So simple. And really what that is that's pen and paper. And it's me just perhaps writing about what came up in my meditation, what thoughts came up. Or else it's me thinking about the day ahead. And it's me noting down, what do I have to do today? Or thinking about what's coming up, what meetings I have, what conversations I have to have, and how perhaps I'm going to do them with a bit of an edge, with a bit of further thought behind them. And you might think it's a little bit like much to be spending half an hour as soon as you wake up, like 20 minutes sitting in meditation, 10 minutes journaling. But I really believe these practices save you time. There's a great saying that a good decision only ever needs to be made once. A bad decision will generally require about 10 more decisions to be made to set things right. And I find that if I sit in meditation and then I take time to journal, I make much, much better decisions throughout the day. And for however busy I might be, these practices help relieve that stress and strain and actually buy me time. So those are, simple, but really, really effective practices that you can do anywhere. And there's no cost. The fourth is similar as well. It's once you get up, make your bed. There's so many speeches about this online, and there's actually quite interesting studies. You're much more likely to be a millionaire if you make your bed every day. So that's probably reflective of the trends of those kind of types. But I would highly encourage you to just do, yeah, one little thing. For me, it's making my bed. That sets me up to be that little bit better off the next day or that evening when I go to bed. It's just nice to go to a bed that's made up for you rather than a mess. And I kind of think it's a nice note of self-respect, of care. And I'm also very conscious of our environments. The cleaner our environments are, our external environments, well, I really believe they have an impact on our internal environments. And so it's just a little thing, a little win, a little bit of productivity and proactiveness to start your day. I also really believe that we build momentum in what we do. So if we do one little thing for ourselves, it just helps it easier to float into the next little thing. So again, fourth thing, very simple, no cost to it, but it really does complement a good day ahead. And the fifth is, I like to jump into a shower then. I feel it's like it washes away the sleepiness of the day, and it really, I feel kind of quite primed jumping into a shower. But I'll have a hot shower to start, but I will spend the last minute cold, freezing cold. And that's just to invite in a little bit of challenge and to reinforce a level of self-discipline. Reinforce my ability to deal with a little bit of a challenge. I think our capacity to deal with challenge is like a muscle that we can expand. And if we don't, if we aren't challenging ourselves, we contract. And I just love like hopping out of the shower, having done that and feeling like, I push myself through it. It's the smallest of challenges, but it makes a difference. You feel that little bit more strong in yourself, that little bit more proactive, that little bit more self-disciplined. And I feel the priming of those personal traits, is really positive, is really encouraging, is really strengthening then as you go into the rest of your day. So those are five really simple things that anyone can do anywhere. And I really believe, well, for me, they complement me so well. I find that as I go through that process or through that morning routine, I feel grounded. I feel strong. I feel primed. I feel proud. Like the little thing of making your bed, the little thing of going through a cold shower. Yeah, it creates a level of pride, of self-confidence, of self-belief, of, well, I've done this. What's next? It builds that momentum to take on the day ahead. And one real core belief I have is that it's the little things that we do differently each day that set us up for the bigger things. And these five things are so small, but really positively impacting. And as I said before, you kind of know when something is good because you don't want to not do it anymore. And I find now, having gotten up at the same time every day for the last couple of months, I don't want to change that. I wouldn't. I really, really, really wouldn't like to start my days without that meditation. I feel it stands to me. And I really feel also that the practice is growing. Every time I sit in it, it's like I connect with myself a little bit deeper and I feel more of an impact from it. Journaling is something I've done, God, since I can remember. And it is really, it's really grounding. It really, really also helps me just make, as I said, better decisions throughout the day ahead. Making the bed, it's just a nice little thing, isn't it? And then the cold shower. It's funny, it's always nice to feel your strength, feel your discipline, feel your capacity. And that's a lovely small way to do that. So in sharing these, I'm just sharing my little habits, my things that work for me. Some of these might absolutely not work for you. That's completely fine. You might be watching on thinking, Jesus, that's a lot of attention for such simple things. as I said, I would reinforce that belief that it's the smallest and simplest things that ultimately speaking compliment us the most. So never discredit a small little thing. I think it's always worth a try. I think it's completely perfect if you're watching on being like, that's not for me. But what I hope it might inspire is you to figure out what might be for you. I really believe that, you know, ultimately speaking, life is all about figuring out how to really live, how to bring out the best in ourselves. And it's such a lovely pursuit to all the time be trialing and experimenting and figuring ourselves out. I wish somebody shared these with me a lot sooner. And so I hope if they land for you, let me know, share a bit of feedback. The best place to engage with me is on Instagram. It's just at Jamie White. I'd love to hear your feedback. I'd love to hear also any traits you have, any little tools that you use that really, really complement you. The simpler, the better, but also really interested in the complicated ones too. So please don't hesitate to reach out, and I will look forward to sharing again with you soon.